Another contender lining up is Simon Bridges. And Simon, evening to you. Thank you.
G'day, Larry.
Good to talk to you. So what support have you got, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm standing because I think I bring a mix of generational change. I'm 41. I'm the youngest candidate so far that's announced. But I've also got, to what Judith was talking about, that strong experience. I've been Minister of Labor, Energy, Transport, many things, and done a lot in those areas. Look, when this happened, it was obviously a shock for us to see Bill go and go yesterday. I wasn't even at caucus, but obviously it's natural for us to be talking as MPs about it since then. And I've got a sense that I've got very strong support. I've had a lot of MPs come to me, ask me to stand, talk to me about the issues. So I'm really excited about this. I'm up for this. I believe we can win in 2020, and I want to make that happen.
It's interesting you should say it came as a shock, Bill English resigning, because I saw some stuff this morning in the papers, you know, that you've been running around doing the numbers for a while.
No, look, that's simply not true. I mean, I think what we've heard is that one or two of the most senior colleagues, long-time colleagues of Bill's, and now, of course, Bill's been there for 27 years. I've been there for 9, so not, you know, a couple of years, but only 9. They had an inkling. They knew. I didn't know. Now, I tended to think that at some point over this term it would be natural that he'd think about doing something different, but I promise you I was surprised to see it happen yesterday.
All right, so the barbecue was just a barbecue.
well, in hindsight, the barbecue was a good thing, Larry.
Okay.
But I assure you it was a barbecue. As
like, so what do you reckon your point of difference is then? You talked about you're younger, you're provincial, I suppose, and you're part Māori as well.
Sure. I mean, I think there's all those things. I think ultimately, you know, this is something that perhaps you don't see, but my colleagues know me. Ultimately, it's 56 MPs who are going to decide this. They know my style. I think what they see is someone who's not only very good at opposition, who's effective in the House, who can bring that to what we're doing and oppose strongly and effectively, but actually they also know me as a senior minister who's great in government, who's done a really strong job and a bunch of difficult portfolios. So I think they know my leadership style well. And yeah, I feel, as I say, quite G'd up about this, really have a good time over the next couple of weeks and try and win. Because as I say to you, I know we can win this in 2020. We've got a better team. We've got strong values and policies. We've simply got to develop them and move them with the times to be a good government in the 2020s.
Thank you very much, Simon. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk
that
to
is Simon Bridges. News Talk ZB. It is now 4:17.